Hello. Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
Okay. I just wanted to tell you, we just won in the General Assembly.
I've got
104-11.
Oh, right.
With even Romania voting with us.
I'll be damned. What was the issue?
Exactly as we wanted it, withdrawal and ceasefire.
And did the Russians vote the other way?
Of course.
And the Indians?
Yes, the Russians, the Indians, and East European communists.
Yeah.
And a few border states of India, Bhutan, and Nepal.
Oh, what the hell?
They are practically...
Well, they shouldn't be in the United States.
Exactly.
Nepal's all right, but they're scared of that.
But it's
doesn't that prove something?
Well, we ought to...
I mean, it's the goddamn, these churches, Henry, and these Kennedys and the New York Times and the rest of the time, they'll look at that vote, shouldn't they?
Well, Helen Thomas came up to me this evening and said, thank God for what you did at the background.
Did she?
Yeah.
She got the point, huh?
Yeah. She said she's going to write on it for the next 3 days.
Good. But did she get the point that...
She said we should have done it 3 weeks ago.
Well, we weren't in a position to claim we weren't in a position to claim Indian aggression. We could have done all the stuff saying what we've done among Pakistan.
Yeah, but we
the refugees. But we've been saying it, but nobody really would write it, would they?
Well, we've got to keep after it now. I think they call it tomorrow. That, you know, these damned liberals. What can they say? Security Council 11-2, and the General Assembly 100.
Is anybody questioning whether that vote, do they realize that is on the issue we've been talking about?
Exactly.
It really is against India, isn't it, this vote?
Oh, yes. It's exactly what we've recommended.
Uh-huh.
The British and French abstain. I can understand the French, the British. We ought to put a duty that if he keeps it up, we'll have no choice but to treat it like just another country.
Well, we're treating like just like the other country anyway. I think the way they're acting, I mean, what the hell? When you come right down to it, why should we stand up for him on something like Rhodesia, which really affects votes in our country, whereas something like Pakistan doesn't sure as hell affect votes in England?
Yeah. If John Connolly told you, I must have told you, that they were the toughest in Rome.
Oh, yes. He told me. They were tougher than Mark, as I put it, to John, I said they were Mark Gallus than the French. Well, what the hell.
But
this vote is good, though. This is a good vote.
It's a smashing vote, and, you know, people worried about influence in the U.N.
Yeah.
Of course, the Chinese swung a few votes our way, too, by then.
You think they did?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I think Albania voted, of course, with us, but...
Well,
it's one of the big victories. You know, it won't get us anything.
Yeah.
Except give us a basis for treating the Indians even more. I mean, we can now take another slice of aid out of it.
Because they said in effect, withdrawal
and ceasefire.
Ceasefire and withdrawal.
That's right. They call on both sides to ceasefire and withdraw from each other's territory.
And the Indians have just said, blatantly, they will not do that. Correct?
That's right. They regard it as the Security Council was vetoed, so it had no formal standing, but still it was 11-2. And those miserable liberals.
Yeah.
Said, I had been invited to go to Harvard on Thursday. They were going to give a reconciliation seminar for me.
Oh, is that right? So they changed their minds?
No, they. Galbraith gave an interview for the press in which he said the dinner is for me, not as a board of your policy, so I canceled the dinner.
Galbraith, of course, is pro-Indian all the way.
But when I canceled the dinner, he said, well, you can't pass moral judgment. I mean, when it's Rhodesia or South Africa, they pass moral judgment back.
Was that what he says, we can't pass moral judgment? Do you mean he's speaking about the UN or us or what?
Well, we should just not condemn India, he says. He doesn't defend them, but why should we get involved by passing moral judgment?
What in the name of God did they do when they...
When we went into
what about Portugal? What about Cambodia?
When we went into Cambodia, where we were defending our own troops and American lives.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? See, that's a very good analogy. Come to think about it, that we went into Cambodia, but we were solely going in for the purpose of defending our own forces.
And
but we were being attacked from there, as a matter of fact.
And at the invitation of the government.
The invitation of the government. And they have more assets. This is a number of it. No, they have a double standard. But nevertheless, this UN vote must have some significance if we can get people to talk about it.
And we must have shaken Brezhnev up a bit, too, because he's canceled.
Come in. Yeah.
He's canceled his trip to Warsaw and flown back to Moscow.
Just a second. Yeah, go ahead. What? You must have
canceled his. He's cut short his stay in Warsaw and flown back to Moscow.
Yeah.
I mean, we sent him a real stemwinder of a letter, very polite, but.
All right. You know, the thing that I like about this is it's moral. And Gabra said, we shouldn't touch it. What did he put the UN? Did he condemn that too? The Indian lovers are a breed apart. But by God, they don't rule in the UN, do they?
No. No, so if world opinion amounts to anything, which I don't believe it does.
Yeah. Well, let's let it amount to something when it's on our side.
Well, we ought to.
You know, like I said, use the UN when we can. It's always being used again. For once, we're going to use it for them.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Well, anyway, I think it's a good thing you did the background. It had a good effect. Of course, as you know,
it's people there, but
but the wires are a bit of my most important thing. Is that, as you know, it raises holy hell with the liberals. Might be up there in mind. It's a funny thing, you know, you can be, I don't know, this vote, though.
I think we ought to go on the attack now against Kennedy and Truth.
Yeah.
Maybe
we have to, not only we, but why in the name of God can't we get Scott, some of those guys, Grant and others, they feel that way.
That's right.
They ought to do it. I'll get a hold of, figure what you do. Tell him to stir up the McGregor guy. You'll know how. By God, they ought to really go on and slice him up. Let Agnew crack him. What do you think?
I think we ought to do it. Because we'll turn out to be on the right side of this, and the Indians will look worse and worse.
What do you think's going to happen?
I think they'll take it. I think there'll be a massacre.
You mean they will take East back?
Yeah. I don't think they'll leave.
Oh, yes, that's right. Then what do they do about West Bank? They move troops there, and then you think they'll force West Bank?
No, they may offer a ceasefire at West Bank. After smashing the army, they'll smash the West Bank.
They'll do that, too. Is the fighting going about as well? Well, it'll be an interesting morning. Okay, Henry, thank you.
Good night.